You're very welcome back to the programme. 0861 800 964 for the competition, or indeed your text on the programme this morning. Now, the Clare Garden Festival Fringe is launching for the first time in 2017, and it's all about enjoyment, education and exploration. Clare Garden Festival Fringe will take place from April 28th to May 1st, and to tell me more, I'm joined in studio this morning by Festival Manager Carmen Cronin, and on the line by Garden Designer Mary Reynolds. You're very welcome to the programme both this morning. Good morning, Mary. You're on the line. Carmen is with me in studio.
Hi, Carmen.
Good morning.
I'm intrigued by all of this. What exactly is this all about, Carmen?
Okay, so you're probably aware of the Clare Garden Festival itself. We've been running for the last 5 years, and we've been building from scratch, you know, every year adding something. You know, I suppose the idea with the Clare Garden Festival is to bring things gardeny, bring things horticulture in from, if you want to call it, the fringes. Mm-hmm. So that means that we're bringing, for example, Irish Seed Service, who are out in the East Clare, we bring them into Ennis, where it's accessible for a load of people. We bring in Celt, for example, who are in East Clare as well, and we bring in loads of different stalls. They even come from places like Dublin, Cork, whatever. So that's the fringes for us, because obviously Ennis is right in the centre.
Yes.
So, you know, we basically make all these things come together, and that's the idea with Clare Garden Festival, and that's worked really well for us for the last 5 years. So at this point we're saying, okay, can we reverse the whole thing? Can we actually go out to the fringes? And I don't mean this in any way negative or anything like
yes.
that. I actually think that that there is a lot to explore and to look at in terms of horticulture, in terms of what Mary's going to talk to us about, in terms of exploring our relationship with the earth and so on. You know, there's a lot that we can actually offer to people, to gardeners, with the Clare Garden Festival as a, I suppose, hat over it, something that I suppose umbrellas the whole thing.
And what about the Garden Festival itself, the main event, where is that running alongside this particular event?
Yes. So what happens is that
all runs together.
So what happens is that the Clare Garden Festival will run, as always, on the last Sunday in April at the Ennis Showground. So that's the 30th of April this year. And we'll have everything with us again, as usual. We have 78 stalls confirmed at the moment. We're actually full. We have...
Brilliant.
It's absolutely fantastic. We have pop-up gardens again. We're going to have the Bloom-style show garden. We have expert speakers to be announced, and loads of other bits and pieces that are always happening with the Clare Garden Festival. And around that then, we've basically
yes.
said, so the Sunday is the big garden festival, and the days around it, which are actually the bank holiday this year, are where we're doing our fringe events.
And the fringe, is it solely in Glore, or there would be other areas as well?
No, it would be other areas as well. So the Glore
well
is the,
out,
is the highlight event, but we will be doing other ones as well, yeah.
And what exactly then can people expect to see in Glore to come along?
So in Glore, we're combining a fantastic film with basically the talks about gardening. So the film, and Mary can tell you loads more about this, is Dare to Be Wild. And then we are trying to, I suppose, add the talks to it and make it a really good evening event on the Friday evening.
Mary, the Garden Festival itself is obviously very popular, and has been, as Carmen was saying, over the past number of years. The Fringe is a new element of it. Tell me about the film. I don't know, would I ever have thought that I'd see a film if I was going along to see a horticultural event?
Yeah, I guess it's unusual to have a film about something like this. But it's kind of loosely based around that. It's a great story. And it's based on a moment in my life when I was young and carefree. And it's kind of a romantic adventure story, really. So it's kind of a really light escape film, do you know? It's really lovely. And I mean it's kind of going to be fun to show it at a garden festival, see how people react to it, you know.
Your background is in garden design. How long have you been doing this?
God, how old am I? I'm more than 20 years at it now. When I left college, I started straight away, so I've never had a real job.
Oh.
But I've been doing this for years, yeah, and I'm looking forward to going to Clare to this festival, because I'm not a huge fan of garden festivals in general. I think they can be extremely almost like trade, you know, almost like just lots and lots of stalls and shops. Mm. But the Clare Festival has a real heart. You know, it's a really wonderful, it's quite different in that way. It's got sort of real passion and heart in it, and I'm really looking forward to spending even the day down there, which is probably all I'm going to manage, but I'm looking forward to it anyway. But well, the film is wonderful, yes.
For someone who doesn't have much time for garden festivals, this is a great endorsement for Ennis and Fairness. Yeah, tell me about the film, by the way, Dare to be Wild, and how all that came about.
Well, I designed a garden for a lady many, many years ago called Vivian de Courcy, and she was a screenwriter, and I got to know her and she asked me a bit about my life, and she asked me whether I'd be interested in her writing a screenplay about it, and other people had asked me that before and I didn't like what they came up with, so I said sure, look, I'd work away. She had good intentions, you know, about kind of promoting the beauty of nature, and you know, there is great stories within that. Like, it's a real adventure. Like, I kind of chased a man to Ethiopia and dragged him back with me and made him build a garden in London with me, which was kind of strange. It's a wonderful story. I guess she came back with this screenplay, which I liked, and I felt it worked very well. And so we went ahead with it. Like, I didn't really have anything to do with it after that, you know. But, yeah, you know, it is strange when you see a version of yourself up on the big screen, of course.
Yes.
And, myself and my kids went to Japan for the release last year, and we kind of keep bouncing around to different things with it, which is great fun. So it's a very positive thing, and people have a huge reaction to the film. I get emails and contacted every day from all over the world. People have just seen it, and they're really inspired and really inspired by it, and it's a surprise for me, you know, that it's touching people so deeply, this film. I didn't expect that.
It's about the struggle and about the hard work you put into doing what you're doing. You'll also be giving a talk, Mary, apart from the film, there'll be the talk as well.
Yeah, I will, yeah. The film is about a kind of a time in my life when I kind of woke up to the fact that gardens and nature had become two very different things, even though they were kind of very synonymous with each other. But I kind of realized that something was wrong with the way I was working with the land. And this film is based around my understanding of that at the beginning. And then in the last number of years, I've kind of come to a different understanding altogether since then. And I wrote a book about that called The Garden Awakening, which is just published recently, and the book is all about how I kind of recognize that we have to actually return to working with land in a different way, and that our role in this whole ecosystem called planet Earth is a very, very simple one. We have no reason for being here other than minding this place. Our job is actually one of guardian, and we've just forgotten that, and how to step back into that role and work with your land in a way that actually nourishes it and nourishes you and your family at the same time. So, yeah, very simple stuff.
I would never claim to be green-fingered, but I can cut the lawn as much as I can do. But you know what bugs me is driving past a fine big house with a terrible garden. Does that bug you as well?
No.
No?
No. I don't particularly like gardens. So it doesn't bug me, though. I mean, I think it's... I think it's sad. It upsets me when I see land that's being forced to stay in a particular position that doesn't want to stay in, and it upsets me to see people spraying chemicals. It does upset me that people have lost their way to such an extent that we're just making these silly kind of controlled spaces, and that we're forcing life away from the land, and there's not just us living on this planet, and we're all dependent on each other, and if you pull on one thread in nature, everything else is attached. So we need to sort of look at things differently. It's very simple, really, and you know, we don't have time to mess around with it either, you know?
I understand you. Carmen, another talk taking place. Kieran Burke is doing a talk. I find this very interesting. The humorous side of gardening.
Absolutely. We're funny people, believe it or not. Yes, yes. So, like, I mean, I think that it's really important. What we can do with this event is we can show the different sides of gardening. And I think that when it comes to Mary's talk, it's going to be something that's hopefully going to touch people in a certain way and make them aware of things. But at the same time, as I'm saying, we also have other ways and other interesting sides. Like, I mean, when you talk to somebody, for example, you mention, you go into a room of people that are into gardening and you mention just the word potato, everybody will have a story, and half of them will be funny stories because something went wrong somewhere along the line. So these are the kind of things that we can all have a good laugh about, a good chuckle about.
Yes.
And I really think it's important to, you know, I suppose, have fun with your, I suppose, hobby as well, you know, and that's what Kieran will be talking about. Kieran is a fantastic guy. He's with the he's doing courses with the Royal Horticultural Society, so he's very, very knowledgeable. He's been with us in Clare before, but he doesn't bring it across in a way that you would be intimidated by it or whatever. He just
yes.
kind of brings in the real deep gardening stuff and the Latin words and the madness, but at the same time he does it in a way that it's accessible to people.
I understand you. Other events then confirmed, as I said, 28th of April to the 1st of May. The main event, of course, being in the showgrounds, as you said, and the Fringe Festival, part of all of that. But what other events can we look forward to?
Okay, so one of the things that we want to do, and I'm going to put out a call to all the businesses in the town, is we want to make the Ennistown look garden-y.
Very
and,
good.
You know, we're going to be putting out a competition that's going to be supported by the Old Ground very soon, and all the businesses in town are want to basically participate in that. We're also going to encourage people, because we have a big Friday event and we have a Sunday event, we also encourage people to do something on the Saturday. So one of the things that I would always encourage people to consider every weekend is to go out to Irish Seed Savers and to really see what they're all about. And they have put on a particular walk and talk around their gardens on that morning, on the Saturday morning. So definitely a good one to go out to. And we have other things happening, like the Rowan Tree are putting on a special menu and so on. So just have a look on the Clare Garden Festival website. There's a special Fringe section now, and all the information is there.
That's what I was going to ask you. ClareGardenFestival.com, I think. You're also on Facebook and Instagram, and it all gets underway on the 28th of April, of course, and those events taking place, including Mary's film in Glore as well. ClareGardenFestival.com for all the details. Carmen Cronin, Festival Manager, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
And Garden Designer Mary Reynolds. We look forward to seeing you in Clare. Mary, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Talking to us this morning. All the best and good luck with the event.
Thank you.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.